Welcome back. This is Deanna, and this is the second hour of Spin Glow Speaks. Our guest today is Dr. John Robb. His websites are protectthepets.com and blog.protectthepets.com, and he has a Facebook page called protectthepets.com. And you were telling us a story, and we love stories, so please continue.
Well, you know, I did, for about 5 years, I did Protect the Pets full-time. I took basically all the money I had, and I never made any money from the movement, but I had enough to take about 5 years and just educate people. And one of the things I did is I attended the Pet Food Forum, which is actually in Chicago every year, okay? And this is where all the big pet food industry corporations get together. And what you might not know, folks, is that most of them get the same ingredients. Okay. In fact, as you know, for shelf space, they'll have four products that are basically the same ingredients. But because you, the public, wants to switch today from this bag to that bag, they'll still get your money even though you're switching through the same product. Okay. That's why, like Deanna said, you need to read the bag. But because they go for the best bidder and the cheapest ingredients, they all got some products out of China at one point that was tainted with a substance that ultimately caused kidney failure in dogs and cats. So basically, 60% of the pet foods in PetSmart came off the shelf as pets were dying all over the country. And it was because a lot of these companies look for the cheapest bidder, and they're not really that interested in making sure that what they're putting in that bag is safe. And that's why there's chronic recalls out there and pets dying all the time from different things that are on the market. So, yes, you have to be very careful. Certainly organic is always better, because we know that people overuse pesticides, and those pesticides have residues that stay in the food and ultimately go into your body. There's nothing wrong with a worm in a tomato once in a while. You know, you cut it out or you eat it, it's probably better for you than what they put in there. So my point is that you have to be careful. You have to read the bag. But even then, you have to wonder, where are they getting their products from? And they don't have to reveal as much on those pet food labels. So, you know, you're better off going organic. Look, when I grew up with my dog years ago, there wasn't much manufactured pet food out there. He ate what we ate. He lived to be 15 years old, okay? So, you know, they don't have, you can make food for your dogs if you want to be safe about it. You can make, they're a little bit more on the carnivore end, so you want to go a little bit higher in the meat than the vegetables, okay? But the point is, you need to be very careful what you feed your dog. Organic is always better, but you better make sure that that organic company is true to its word, because so many of these companies that do well, then they sell, like I was reading about that toothpaste the other day that was, you know, fluoride-free and stuff, but then guess what? Palmolive, Colgate bought that company, and now they're selling the fluoride one and the non-fluoride one. Well, you know if they're doing that. Do they change the batter in between those two toothpastes or not? You know, so you have to be so careful these days and be very educated in what you feed your pet. Again, I'm not a food veterinarian, but I would say do your research, read the labels. Organic is better, and sometimes it's raw diet. Raw diet can be good if it's prepared correctly and it's not tainted. So, you know, I always say to people, how's your dog doing? Is he doing good? What are you feeding? And don't just change because you walk into some pet store like PetSmart and they say, oh, that's feeding the dog. You need to buy this one. And of course, this one is three times as much. And then, these pets come in because they're sick, because people change the diet when their pet was doing fine because somebody told them it was better. You got to do your research and you got to know. So.
And I think, I've had cats, a lot of cats. They're very susceptible to getting urinary tract.
Urinary issues, yeah. Yeah.
Right. And I think it's from the pet food.
Yes, that was Dr. Buffington, who's actually an alma mater of UC Davis. He was a professor back in the early 80s who found out that it was related to...
I'm sorry, we have a break. We'll be right back, and then you can tell us on the other side. Be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. John Robb. And if you have a question or comment, feel free to call in at 800-313-9443. And please pick up from where you left off, and then I do have a question from the chat room.
No problem. I'll just make it quick. There was a Dr. Tony Buffington, Dr. Buffington at UC Davis, who found that the high levels of manganese in the food, along with the high alkalinity of the food, resulted in this crystal formation we call strew-like crystals, which ultimately a male cat would actually block the urethra because the urethra was smaller, and they would die because they couldn't urinate. And, but it gets back to the manufacturing of foods at levels where, for our convenience, we just throw some dried food in a dish because we're busy folks, and then we trust these people are going to make things that are going to work, and they don't. It doesn't work that way. You know, I got to thinking a little bit about it. You know, when we used to have farms on every corner, most cats went out and caught their own food, and they were very healthy and lived a long life. Now, of course, it can't happen because there's no farms, and there's only people going 60 miles an hour on roads they're supposed to go 30, and the cats end up dead if they venture out there. So, you know, our society is just so messed up on so many levels as people chase the dollar and the promise that the more money you have, the more free you are, just like Manfield said. And the truth is, all you end up is killing animals, going too fast on the road, racing to nowhere, and eating at, you know, fast food places and forgetting about sitting down at the family and having a conversation about how the day went as you have a meal together, you know. So this is where I'm coming from. But anyway, Tony Buffington figured that out, but it gets back to the manufacturing of food by people for profit without really looking at the long-term effects of what that food can do to the pets.
Right, and they put grain and all kinds of horrible things in it, soy and corn, things that cats aren't aren't really supposed to have.
You know, it's crazy. They have vegetarian food on the shelf out there for cats, and it's like they are not vegetarians, folks. If they ate three or four mice every day, they'd live a very happy, long life, you know?
Right.
But here we are trying to manipulate their, and of course they get sick, and of course that makes you have more vet visits and more money spent. And, you know, it's just, again, a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Sure. A question from the chat room. Do you know who owns the animal vaccine corporations? Do you know their names?
Well, I know Pfizer changed their name to something Steatis, or, you know, what happens is they get a lot of heat and they just kind of change the name and to another name. But Pfizer's for years, the Muriel, you know, these are two big ones. I should get my wife involved because I'll tell you what, I have a wonderful wife who is on fire about what these companies are doing, and she'd name all of them in a sec. But I know there's two right there, Pfizer and Muriel. I mean, Boehringer Ingelheim, there's another one. I may not be saying it quite right, but they're heavy into it. I mean, they're all into it. The vaccines is one of their, I think it's like $50 billion a year. I mean, that's the kind of money we're talking here, folks. Of course, it just came out with a vaccine for anthrax, right? Do you feel like you need to be vaccinated to protect yourself from anthrax? Oh, they'll tell you that the bioterror is going to drop a, you know, an aerosolized bomb overhead any day now, so you better go in and take some deactivated anthrax and take an injection for it. I mean, how crazy is that? But that's what they're going to, there's an anthrax vaccine coming out for children right now. And then the law is going to mandate that you have to get it because of the fear of some bioterrorism. Folks, if you can't see the writing on the wall here, come on. I mean, my wife grew up in Poland, communism, okay? That's where our country is heading, where the government controls what we eat, what we have to be injected with, you know, what chemicals are sprayed in the air to protect us, and, you know, all this stuff is just, it's crazy. I mean, you just have to say how it is, folks. It's crazy, okay? Nothing against Obama, but I heard that he had on his Christmas tree, Mao Zedong, you know, is that somebody that he looks up to, somebody that killed billions of people, millions of people, okay?
Well, I think that probably we're already living under communism, but also with regard to these companies and the medical, what some people call the medical mafia, more right. people die from a possible anthrax attack from some external enemy. More people die at the hands of their doctors and in hospitals right. and because of pharmaceutical drugs in this country than you know, I think it's, 9,000 or 90,000.
It's a mess. It's way more than died in every war put together, and it's happening every day. And that's why I say, folks, but, you know, we have to eat properly. We have to exercise regularly. There's a, you know, most people, you know, they get diabetes because they're overweight for years. Then they get diabetes and they go into the doctor and then they have to give insulin injections, but they keep the weight on until their feet get cut off. I'm sorry. You've got to take control of that now, okay?
Right.
You got to care. You got to eat properly. You know, one of the saddest thing was one of these little boys that came to my birthday party for my son. He was way overweight, and he couldn't keep up with the other kids or do what they were doing. It was so sad for me to watch. But when his parents came to pick him up, both of them were obese, you know. So, you know, we've you know, got to stop with this fast food, quick calories, not exercising, overworking, not spending time with our children. I mean, you know, the individual has to take some control here, okay? It's insane. And then, right, once you get all those diseases because you're not taking care of yourself, then they got a drug to cure everything, and then, of course, then you're into the side effects of the drugs and the drugs for the side effects, and before you know it, you're dead being radiated for cancer that they've caused. You know, it happens
sure.
every day. It's the American way now, and it's wrong, okay? What happened to the natural herbs and plants that are out there that God created that can help us when we need something for our stomach because we ate the wrong thing, like chamomile, okay? You know, people need to educate themselves and stop believing the lie that some people in some building that are making millions off you have created the new magic drug that'll cure everything. You know, I pride myself that, yeah, I do take drugs. Every once in a while I'll get a headache and I'll take a couple of Advil. I admit it, okay? And I think it's okay. But other than that, I eat well and I look good and I feel good. and I chop my own wood. I have a wood-burning furnace in the back of my yard. So, yes, there are nights in the winter, 3 in the morning, I have to get up, build a wheelbarrow with some wood that I chopped, that I collected on the side of the road. And guess what? I got pretty healthy doing it and chopping it. I showed my son, hey, we heat our house, we collect the wood, we put it in the furnace, and guess what? We're warm in the winter. And it works, folks. And I stay in shape doing it, and I'm proud of it. And I look at that furnace with the smoke coming out the top, and I say, there it is. That's a good way to live, okay? So, you know, but the individuals have to take these steps. We can't sit there and want to be like these fat people in chairs that are spoon-fed everything and have no desire to get out and do things. And I'm not being down on you. I feel bad for you when you get to that point, but if you believe the lie and go on that road, this is where you're going to end up. There's a hospital full of them right now. I don't know about you, Deanna, but I do know about you. You and I, we want to stay out of that hospital. We
oh, absolutely. It's the most dangerous place in the world. Oh, my word.
And the way you do it, folks, is by eating properly, exercising, and bringing accountability to these drug companies that are lying to us. That's what I'm trying to do with Mars. I'm trying to boycott the Mars products, folks. Don't go into PetSmart and buy their product. Certainly, don't go into Banfield and get on a wellness plan. That's not a wellness plan, but a vaccine clinic disguised as. Why did they get rid of me? Because I was a healer. They're not looking for doctors that help animals when they're sick. They want doctors that push. It's called the wellness plan button. You push it. It's $400. You get 12 or 14 vaccines. You get free office calls. But guess what? When you call because your dog's sick, we're booked till next week. But when you call because you want to get a vaccine, come right down. Walk-ins are welcome. You see? So it's not about medicine. That's not what they say, though. They say we treat pets like family. That's what Banfield says. But what family kills your children with vaccines in the back room? That's what I want to know, folks. So are you going to, now if you have a Banfield wellness plan, you're going to listen and say, maybe I should find another vet. I hope so, before you're the next victim, okay? Because they tried to get a veterinary school approved from Mexico, accredited, that had very poor standards. Why? So they could get veterinarians. They could pay $30,000 a year to push that one button. When I started there, before Mars bought it, they had a veterinarian in charge of me who had 29 years' experience and was board certified. When Mars bought it, they replaced her with a veterinarian out of school 1 year and told me she's in charge of my medicine. And I've been practicing 30 years, Dr. Cordy. And she was the one that was a part of the troop that terminated me. But you see, they're not interested in medicine. They're interested in drugs and making money on drugs for people and pets. And if you're a doctor who stands up against that, you're liable to find yourself terminated, just like me. But you know what? I'm coming back. I'm going to win. And we're going to bring accountability. That's what I'm saying.
Well, good for you. All right. We do have some callers lining up. Why don't we take a phone call? Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
As usual, you find the most amazing guests. That's why I listen. He's got pretty much the right perspective. And as I talked about last time, the solution to this is individual responsibility. He's spent his life exhibiting it, and that's the only way we can arrive at any solutions. I wondered if he's read Pottinger's Cats.
What was the name, Richard, again?
Pottinger's Cats.
I'm going to write it down. You know, I've been given a lot to read, and I put them on the list, and I get them as I can. But tell me about what it said, Richard.
What it says is the diet is what controls pretty much the environment. Essentially, if we eat cooked food, and the study was done on cats in a tuberculosis sanitarium in California, it not only changes the cat's health, it changes the health of the land and the plants in the land. Really, we are doing exactly what you said. And my other suggestion would be the works of Weston Price, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. Exactly the perspective you're talking about.
All righty. Gentlemen, we do have to go to a break. We will be right back.
Thank you. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. John Robb. His website is protectthepets.com. He also has a blog at blog.protectthepets.com, as well as a Facebook page. Richard, are you still on? Did you have another question? Because we do need to move on.
Yes. When I work with clients, I give them a perspective when they start asking questions. What would you do if you were a person living 5,000 years ago? Then you don't have refrigeration. You aren't able to cook except over an open fire. And you can only eat foods that are locally provided in your area because of a lack of transportation. And the same thing applies for animals. I've never seen a cat stalk a carrot. I've never seen a pack of dogs chase a bag of dog food. You know, you put them back in their original environment, health will establish itself despite what the animal does.
All righty. Well, thank you, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Let's move on. Let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. How are you, Dr. Robb? I've got a question on grazing animals. I don't know if it was on your program, Deanna. It might have been when I heard Dane Wigington, on a different show, but he said that some researchers in Norway have determined they're getting the chemtrail spraying over their country, too, and they've determined that they're like their cows are probably taking in 1.8 to 1.9 nano-sized aluminum in a year. And I was just wondering, here I'm talking about, you know, horses, because we got horses at our place. What if an animal is taking in that, because they're spraying around here, what symptoms are you liable to see? What kind of damage is that that's going to be translated in that you might employ, take it to a vet for?
Well, if you want median sense, I'm not a horse vet, but I'll tell you this. Heavy metal toxicity can cause just about any symptom. Certainly, we know with mercury, you can get into central nervous system changes and depression. But it could also just make a poor doer where they don't gain weight well, they have a poor coat, and it decreases the immunity, so they're more susceptible to other diseases because they're not able to fight things normally. So certainly a horse vet could get into more specifics, but in a general basis, heavy metal toxicity causes changes in the entire body, affecting the immune system and the central nervous system.
Well, that's what I was thinking it might, but like she had to get them treated for a respiratory deal, you know, because
well,
she was
it.
Sort of
you know,
coughing.
And, you know, they'll have a suppression of the immune system, so you might be treating them for a respiratory infection, but ultimately you may be able to get them through that, but there's a bigger issue, like you said, in terms of heavy metal toxicity. So obviously,
there's no real way to chelate that out of them, is there?
Well, there is. And again, like I said at the beginning, that's not my area of expertise. I'm sure Deanna's had other people on the program.
All right.
That,
well, I don't get a chance to ask him that very often.
Dr. Carley is somebody that you can go on the web. Dr. Carley, she's into detoxified heavy metal, so you might want to check with her.
Okay, thanks.
Right, great suggestion. Alrighty, let's take Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna and Dr. Ross. This isn't anything to do with the animals or anything else like that, but I've been in a union trade here in Chicago now going on 17 years, and I never really took advantage of the great insurance program that we got. And then one day I was hounded by my brothers and everything. Hey, you got all this good insurance, why don't you go to the doctor? So I finally went to the doctor, got a physical. He checked my blood, gave me a full physical, and he says that my cholesterol was a little high. 6 months later, because it was every 6 months now, you had to go to the doctor. He checked my cholesterol again, and it was up around 235 after the holidays where you're, you know, eating all the good stuff and rich foods and everything else like that. And he suggested that I go on cholesterol medication. 6 months later, he checked it. It was down to 167, and he doubled my cholesterol medication. 6 months after that, it was down around 140, and he wasn't going to bring it back to the other level. And then I took it for six more months, and then I says, enough with this crap. I'm not going to the doctor. And I used to tell people, hey, take your car into the mechanic. Well, there's nothing wrong with my car. Then why should I go to the doctor? There's nothing wrong with me. Does that make any sense? I mean, they just load you up with whatever garbage they can put in your system.
Right. And you said it best. You know, we all know that we have to eat reasonably. Hey, I like my pork like anybody else, and in moderation, you know. But if you eat too much of fatty meals, then obviously too much fat in your system affects the liver, and then ultimately you've got the problems with the arteries and things like that. So the answer is to eat responsibly, not eat the wrong things and then end up allowing people to put us on medications with side effects that are eventually going to cause us to need other medications. And then you're into the cycle. So I think you did very well, Jerry, to get off of the medication and eat reasonably. Like you said, look, we're all fallible. We all like some of these things, but in moderation. You know, obviously, you know, eat more vegetables, buy organic, and you're right. Plant a garden in your backyard. You know, oftentimes I look in my backyard, and I, you know, for 25 years I've had a garden, you know. I get out there and weed. I don't spray pesticides. I cut out the worms, and I eat some good food for 3 or 4 months, and then my wife cans some of it. And then you're not dependent on that stuff, you know?
All righty. We are going to a quick break. We'll be right back. Thanks, Jerry, for calling in.
Your are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Deanna, and my guest today is Dr. John Robb. That is R-O-B-B. And Jerry had a very interesting comment. He mentioned that he went off of his medication. He thought, well, I just don't need this. And he went off his cholesterol medication. Now, I know that that you're a vet, but we're often told that, oh, you're going to be on this medication for the rest of your life. And,
right.
And even if it doesn't help you or do anything for you, people are indoctrinated to believe that they have to be on something for the rest of their life. And apparently nothing happened to Jerry. He didn't fall over dead when he went off his cholesterol medication. What about this for animals? You know, I don't...
Well,
or,
you're making a very good point, Deanna. You know, listen, animals and people are the same in this respect. Certainly our lifespans are a little longer compared to most animals, not true, obviously, of the tortoise, which can live much longer than us. But the point is, you know, we're mammals. We have a heart, we have a liver, we have kidneys, we have an immune system. We're the same, okay? So I could treat animals and I could treat people. The point is that, yes, pharmaceutical companies, by the way, you asked me about accountability. Who are they? Add Merck to the list, and it's called Zoetis. Pfizer changed their animal division to Zoetis, so that you wouldn't know it's them anymore, but it's Zoetis is the same as Pfizer. So there's a couple more companies you can throw out there that are in the game to sell you a lot of products that you don't need. So absolutely, with animals, they got products now for brain dysfunction, you know, certainly the blood pressure medications, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not saying all drugs are bad. I'm saying that anything that is good put in the hands of people who seek to make a profit, then lie about it and sell way too much of it and put you on it and tell you things like you can never get off of it again. I mean, TV is good, but watch what you watch. The internet is good, but watch what you put into your mind. Everything can be used for good or for evil, but if people are involved with it in this time of low morality, low integrity, then yes, they're going to tell you you can never be off of it, and as the side effects start to come, they'll have another drug to deal with the side effects, which gets you into the circle of evil, and eventually you're going to end up with the 14 medications on your shelf, and you don't know which one's causing the diarrhea, and which one's causing this, and which one's causing that, and you're a mess. Eat properly, exercise well, and take care of your spirituality, because it's when you see, when I said I wouldn't sell out, Deanna, when you sell out, you kind of die, you see? And when you sell out, then you can't really look at yourself in the mirror and think, I'm a good guy trying to do good things out there, because you've bought into the negativity, you've bought the dollar, you've taken the dirty money, and as soon as you do that, there's a part inside you that doesn't like the pain because you aren't a whole person anymore, and now you're reaching for those things to try to quell the pain, which is the money, which is the drugs, which is this and which is that, overworking, whatever you want to do that you get addicted to because of the pain inside, because you're apathetic, you're not out there doing something, and you certainly aren't following your conscience in terms of treating other people how you want to be treated. So, yes, in veterinary medicine, are you kidding me? I was talking to a group of vets the other day. I said, hey, guys, we're over-vaccinated. They said, I know we are, but how are we going to get people in the door? If I lose all that money, where am I going to make it up? Well, what did they say?
Oh, my word!
These are veterinarians. Now, again, if you're out there and you're a veterinarian, I don't want you all saying he hates vets. I don't, and I don't even hate those vets. But I will tell you this, if you sold out, stop it. Okay? If you know you're over-vaccinated, stop it. You don't have to get them in the door. If you're a person that loves animals and loves people, when you're needed, they will come in your door. And you'll have more of them coming in your door than you can deal with if they know they can trust you. Okay?
Right.
I never had a problem with clients. I worked 16 hours and was exhausted because they would come to me because they knew I wasn't going to put them on a drug to make money or inject them to make money. And I was going to be honest with those folks. So you don't have to get them in the door if you're a veterinarian by over-vaccinating. Take a look at yourself. Get in the latest scientific evidence and start doing the right thing and watch your practice prosper and watch your heart heal from what you've sold out.
Right. And speaking of vaccines, somebody in the chat room said, tell your audience that you do not have, that there are no vaccine police with regards to animals. And with my own vet, I do have a vet, that I only take my animals to if they're sick. And I did have, one of my cats did have a kidney stone and she had to have surgery, which was, I'm glad he was there. But I get notifications, you know, shouldn't you come in and get a vaccine? And I told my vet, you know, I don't believe in vaccinating my cats and I'm not going to do it. And I think that we need to stand up and say, okay, this is what I believe. And they're not going to come after you. It's not like they're going to be going to school and they have to be vaccinated before they start the first grade. That's the beauty of animals.
Well, it's true, but there is a little asterisk has to be put there because with the dogs now, it's a state law that they have to get the rabies vaccine.
Oh, right, right.
Yes,
I have a friend that has a dog.
Right, and they have to be licensed, right? And they make a lot of money. And so if you don't get the rabies and you can't license them, and if your dog is roaming and they catch you, then you're going to be subject to a $100, $200 fine. Okay, so look at my situation. I was given half dose rabies because when I give a full dose, the pets are dying. So I give a half dose, at least they don't have immediate reactions. And now they're working on taking my license away, even though I have the right to do what's best for that pet. That's my Hippocratic oath, okay? But the truth is, they're doing a rabies challenge, and they're into the sixth year where they've shown that one vaccine, 6 years later, they're still okay. So why right now in many states is the law that they have to get it every year when the scientific data is already there that they should last at least 6 years? Why? Because the pharmaceutical companies and the government are suppressing that information so they can continue their agenda of over-vaccination, which is bring a lot of resources into the town hall via the licensing and resources into the veterinary hospital. And Dr. Rob is being investigated because I'm doing the right thing, folks. If that doesn't get you to say something and do something, then you need to understand what's going to happen to your dog when you go into the vet and give him a rabies shot every year or every 3 years he doesn't need it. The laws need to be changed. We, the people, need to stand up. So you're right.
Right.
And because I get that question a lot, Deanna, about the dogs and how do I deal with that. And it's a tough situation for people.
Sure. All righty. We do have some other callers. Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Deanna and Dr. John.
Hi, Chris.
You know, I can't help but sit here and contemplate the similarity in the precise militaristic tactic that was exercised specifically by the American Medical Association and the American Bar Association to do away with the naturopathics and the private practitioners of law who actually protected, secured, defended, guarded, and vindicated the rights and the health of the people. And so in order to eradicate these vexatious elements to their egregious intents to enrich themselves at the expense of the public who were claimed not to know anything when they actually knew much, they assassinated these people. And yours is a perfect example of a First Amendment constitutional rights violation predicated on freedom of speech and your free rights to enjoy a labor or craft of your very own by the wits of your brain.
Right, liberty. Yeah, you're right, and it's the same thing in veterinary medicine. You have the American Veterinary Medical Association tied into the vaccine money, pushing these vaccine protocols that are deleterious to the pets. And then if you want to, it's the old boys' school. That's what you're talking about. I went up against it 15 years ago, and thank God that Connecticut MDC did a program called Pets in Peril, and they named the peril the veterinarians. And when they asked the state vet how come there were 500 complaints last year against veterinarians and you found them all innocent who refused to come on the air, he was gone shortly thereafter. And when I was kicked off the ethics committee, they showed the veterinarian in charge of the ethics committee that he was kicking a dog in the back room because somebody secretly taped it. So at that point, all their investigations stopped because it was exposed who they were. I'm waiting for that next enlightened statement to come on the air to get me out of the current situation, which is all these people coming against me for doing the right thing. So you're right. These associations, like the American Medical Association or, in veterinary medicine, the American Veterinary Medical Association, are the old boys. And there's women in there, too. Let's call it the old people school, where it's all about protecting each other and making profit, but looking good to the public as the protectors of an organization that's corrupt. And I say it like it is, folks, because when I needed them, they not only weren't there. When the public health department tried to close my veterinary hospital down in 1996, I said, who sent you? And they said, the Connecticut Veterinary Medical Association. Here I was paying $200 dues to that association every year, and they're trying to shut me down? Of course, that was the old boys' school. So I'm right there with you, buddy.
Well, these actual schemes of control go back to the foundations of the world when the ancient Sumerian Babylonians created the craft guilds of the rock masons that created the Masonic and other spinoff agencies that were really Talmudic schemes of control to assimilate workers and guilds and crafts or unions to perpetuate their own private interest above those of the common people. And, of course, an expert's just an old drip formerly under pressure.
Yeah. Now, you know what? You are obviously well-read and well-experienced, because I know if you don't learn these things the easy way, you learn them by reading them and you experience them firsthand, like what I'm going through now. So excellent comment.
Right.
Well, bless your effort, and your only relief will be in the Federal Circuit Courts of Appeals under an Article III jurisdiction, and there you might actually get some justice. You won't get it in your state who's conspiring against you.
Very good. I'm hoping that we, the people, the one good thing in this country still is that I can ask for a jury trial even in civil matters. So I'm hoping when we get 12 of we, the people, up there, that's also where I'll get some justice, because I certainly won't get it if it's just in the hands of the court.
Well, please note, you want a trial by jury, not a mere jury trial. But I thank you so much for your efforts in protecting both animals, people, and the rights of the people. Thank you, Deanna and RBN.
Okay, thanks, Chris. All right, let's take Craig in Ontario. Craig, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks. Sorry, thanks, Ian, for taking on my call. I have a bit of a dry throat. Hang on.
Well, bless you.
Yeah, just got a quick question for you and your guest here. What's the deal on PETA? Because I've seen some of their videos, and they're quite disturbing. And they seem to be on the right track. But then, you know, I live in a small city here, and I found a bunch of these college kids out protesting in front of an independent fur store run by a family, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you guys out picketing the big stores in the malls instead of picking on this one guy trying to scrape by, make a living? You know, and I guess PETA, do they come down on kosher the way beef is killed either? I don't know if they do a lot of work against that either. You guys know much about PETA?
You know what? I will tell you this. I have been picketing. I picketed the Mars Corporation in New Jersey. 40 people signed up. I showed up one other person. I picketed PetSmart. So I've been out there and have the police out so many times. And so I'm working with my constitutional right. I don't really know PETA personally. I do tend to be one that if anybody approaches me about something, I'm going to hear what they say and I'm going to watch what they're doing in order to make that determination. Because we know that, you know, you got, if you're going to stand up, I do believe in nonviolence. I believe in our constitutional right to speak. I do believe that if there's a law that's unjust and doing harm, that we have to break that law. I do believe that, okay? I haven't broken any laws, but if there was a law that said I had to do something that was going to hurt your pet, I would have to break that law because of my Hippocratic Oath. But, you know, so I personally can't speak about PETA because I only know what I hear in the press, and I hear that they do good things for animals, but then I hear sometimes that they seem to be overboard. I don't know the truth because I don't know them. Maybe you could speak a little more on it, Deanna.
Well, I've been a member of PETA for, 3 years or so. I've had guest representatives from PETA on the program, and they do some good things. There are some things that I do not believe that in what they're doing, but that, you know, I do it because they because of what they expose about the animals that are used in labs and about the factory farms, and so that's why they have my support.
Okay.
There you go. That's a very good answer from somebody who would know more than me. Thank you, Dia.
Yeah, thanks. I'm trying to get an angle on those guys. Thanks.
Thanks. All right, let's take Jack in Louisiana. Jack, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. Very good program. In 1948, J.I. Rodale wrote a book called The Healthy Hunzas, H-U-N-Z-A-S, that lived in Hunzakut in kind of northern India in the Tibetan area. And he did a study on what they ate and why they lived so long, 100 years and more. And as part of his book called The Healthy Hunzas, you ought to look it up. It's out of print now, but you can find it somewhere. In there, he noted that a doctor in 1892 was asked to research a strange disease in Newfoundland. And so one winter, they took a trip. This doctor went, and when he pulled ashore, he found one young man crawling on the beach, barely talking. He found several people dead inside, but there were infants crawling around on the floor that were still alive and healthy. And their diet during that winter was potatoes. And it turns out that the habit of the people was to bring the chickens inside during the winter so they wouldn't freeze and keep them cooped up in an area. And they peeled the potatoes. The adults ate the peeled potatoes without the skins and had these strange diseases and died. And the infants were crawling around on the floor eating the peelings and the fresh raw potatoes, and they lived and were healthy. So that's just, you know, one heck of a story. And, and I have the book. I bought it back in the 50s. And the guy's name was Sir Wilfred Grenfell, G-R-E-N-F-E-L-L. That was the investigator up in Newfoundland. And by the way, Benjamin Franklin's son in 1836, he says, in 1736, he says, I lost one of my sons, a fine boy of 4 years old, by the smallpox taken in the common way, meaning he didn't get vaccinated, or actually it was an inoculation. I long regretted bitterly and still regret I'd not given it to him by inoculation, This I mention for the sake of parents who omit the operation on the supposition they should never forgive themselves if a child died under it, my example showing that the regret may be the same either way, and that therefore the safer method should be chosen. And that's in his autobiography in Chapter 9. So it was a quandary back then whether to inoculate or not, but I think there's a difference between inoculation and vaccination, and I'm no expert there.
Well, here's the thing there. We are really still at the very beginnings of understanding the immune system, okay? Like I said, the idea sounds good on paper, all right? But we've gotten to a place where we think we can inoculate or vaccinate against everything and anything, and all we're doing is taking this immune system and overstimulating it. It's been very proven by scientific research that then it starts to attack the body cells, the nervous system, the collagen.
Excuse me, gentlemen. We do need to take a break. We will, Jack, stay over, and we will be right back after a word from our sponsor. Be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Deanna, and our guest today has been Dr. John Robb, that's R-O-B-B, and I think we still have Jack on the line. Jack, did you have another question or comment?
Yes, I did, and thank you for coming back to me. Along the lines of Mars, I've not looked into Mars specifically, but years ago I did some research onto how come the United States military goes 7, 8, 10,000 miles around the world putting down communism, even being able to defeat Iraq and and these large armies. But yet, almost a stone's throw from Miami is Fidel Castro and Cuba, and we never go down there and attack him. And I discovered that there was a deal made between the beverage people, the distilleries, the beer people, the candy manufacturers, and, of course, that would include Mars. The deal was made that if he would just continue to bring them sugar at roughly 4 to 5 cents a pound, he could do anything he wanted to down there. And so it comes in through the port of New Orleans, and we produce very little sugar in Louisiana, but yet tons and tons and tons of it goes up by rail and truck from the area. And the Dominican Sugar Company, that's where you get the word Domino Sugar. Everybody knows about Domino Sugar, the Dominican Sugar Company. That's the key to why we're not crushing Fidel Castro, and it goes right along with what the doctor was saying there, because Mars can do what they do only through having great profits, buying sugar very cheap.
Indeed. Well, thank you.
That was an excellent point, and it's you get back to profit. It's about making money, and we know that when it comes to the love of money, which the Bible says money is not the problem, but the love of money, and when the love of money is greater than human life, then you're right, it won't be about any idealism, it'll be about the dollar. And that sounds like you've been around a while, and you know, you've seen things that substantiate that from years back.
Oh yeah, I have, and you have a good program, and you're headed in the right direction. Thank you for your efforts.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate your phone call. All righty. Well, it's been wonderful having you on the program. You mentioned a few minutes ago about a vet that was kicking a dog in the back room.
Yeah, you know, he was the head of the ethics committee, and I was on the ethics committee where I would see veterinarians that dogs were dying in their hospitals, and then I would write that we should go into their hospital and make sure their protocols, and then nothing would happen, and then we get another public complaint that dogs are dying from anesthesia in their hospitals, and didn't seem like any of my recommendations were taken seriously. But when I stood up against over-vaccination, you know, 15 years ago, they kicked me off the ethics committee, and they went after my license and said I was a dirty surgeon. But the good news is, all of a sudden, CNBC shows up at my hospital one day and says, we're doing a program. They can't tell me what it's about, but I can watch it this day. I sat down to watch it. I taped it. It's called Pets in Peril. They brought up the state vet that was on the Board of Governors going after my license, that he wasn't doing anything, and he was gone thereafter. And then they brought up this other doctor, and you know, that he was in Farmington, Connecticut, and he was the head, and somebody kicking a dog in the back room, and so he was off the ethics committee. And then his wife called me and said, you got to leave us alone. People are leaving the hospital. I said, ma'am, I didn't do anything.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. We have run out of time. Thank you so much for being on the program, Dr. Rob. I really appreciate what you're doing, and keep up the good work.
And you also, Diana. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.